107 WIRX.
We all mine. Yeah.
Everything that rocks.
Nailed it.
Come on.
It's 7:21, Brock Hunter.
Morning. What's happening?
I know. You and I both have had a tickle in our throat like all week.
I think we're just getting old, man. That's what happens when you get old. You make bodily noises.
Weird noises. Well, hey, we got cut off last time, so hopefully it doesn't happen this time because I'd hate to not have Hunter sports. Let's just shut up. Picking up on your sarcasm. I'd hope so. I'm laying it on pretty thick. All right, let's do it.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, other amazing Bud products. So guess what? You're never thirsty, man. Ever.
Yeah. Hey, do you have your story that you were going to say last hour, but we got cut off?
I do.
Save that for the end, all right?
Okay. All right, sounds good.
Major League Baseball, there's some scores yesterday. Look them up if you're interested, because I ain't going to give them to you again, because you got limited time here. And if I get cut off, I don't want to waste it on baseball scores. NFL. Dude, there was a game last night. What? I missed it. It kind of makes me angry a little bit. It was the Hall of Fame game in Canton, Ohio. The Steelers beat the Cowboys 16-3 last night.
Wow. Nice.
More football news. NFL teams took a big hit in revenue last year due to the pandemic, obviously, but had very little impact on the value of each team. According to Forbes, the value of each team increased an average of 14% over the past year, up to around $3.48 billion. Dallas Cowboys continue to be the most valuable NFL franchise, worth an estimated $6.5 billion. Followed by the Patriots at $5 billion, Giants at $4.85 billion, the Rams at $4.8 billion, and the Washington football team at $4.2 billion. The Buffalo Bills, your bums, at the bottom of the list, valued at $2.27 billion.
Oh, God. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
What an embarrassing franchise. Buffalo Bills at the bottom. That's $2.2 billion. Yeah. My God.
No, that's chump change.
Jump change, right? Anyway, yeah, football on last night. I kind of wanted to see that. Didn't really know much about it though. So, yeah, your story.
Yeah. Do you want me to do that right now? Okay. This is we're gonna rant. We're gonna get to it because we've talked about something similar to this before. 2 in 5 Americans. I'm gonna say that again. 2 in 5 Americans believe they have what it takes to be an Olympic athlete. All right. Jesus. In a recent national representative survey of 1,000 U.S. residents, 40% think they're fit enough to compete in at least one summer or winter sport at the Olympics. This includes three times as many men as women, 60% versus 22%. Basketball, football, and soccer and swimming proved the most popular choices.
Dude, just because you can shoot a basketball doesn't mean you can compete in the Olympics. That's key word there is compete. Anybody can try it.
Yeah.
But yeah, going to the... No, just stop, dude. Oh, my God.
This is...
I could do that. I got to look simple.
Dude.
People train their entire lives, guys. You know, you understand? Since they were like 2 years old.
I don't know when we as a society, maybe it was when we got the internet, I don't know, whenever it happened, where we became so
confident,
full of ourselves.
Yeah.
Folks, I am telling you right now, you, that's right, you listening right now, you cannot compete in the Olympics, okay? You can't do it. You can't do it, okay? Okay.
Dude, you know what it is? It's the guy. I was hitting like 330-yard drives the other day.
No,
you weren't.
You weren't. You'd be on the pro tour if you were, okay?
Stop with that. God, people are self-confident, dude. This is starting to piss me off.
It's like that story. Remember that story we read where like most men think they could beat a female athlete in their professional sport? Like most men think they could beat...
I could beat a basketball player. You couldn't.
I could beat Vanessa Williams because I'm a guy.
Oh, geez,
no,
dude.
You couldn't. Just like with this, okay? Stop it, okay? Stop it.
Continue to eat your nachos and drink your beer and just be happy that these people are out there doing it for you, for your entertainment.
Just because you wear sweatpants most days doesn't mean you're an athlete, okay? It doesn't mean you're an athlete. And not even that. Even if you're in shape, even if you're in shape, it doesn't mean you could just pick up a javelin and compete, right?
No, you can't. You just can't. And who are you trying to impress? I don't care. I really don't. It's not like I leave the party. I'm like Bill the other day, man. He was telling me about how he could compete in the Olympics. He's a really nice guy. Really cool guy. I think he's right. Nobody's saying that.
I just walked a mile on a treadmill. I think I could probably compete in soccer. I probably got it, yeah. And swimming. Swimming. You think you could compete in swimming? Have you seen Michael Phelps? He's literally half fish.
He's a dolphin.
And you're going to go in there and compete. All right, get out of here. It's so ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. 2 in 5 Americans. It should be 0 in 1 billion Americans. Yeah. All right, can do it.
Yeah. Just a flat goose. That's what it should be. 0. And none of you can. So
believable. All right. I told you we were going to rant on that. Unbelievable.
Good rant.
All right. And you got anything else, or is that going to do it for us?
Nah, that's it. That's good enough.
That's it for sports. Brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.